gospel soul. Breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the word of truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Janice Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Janice Jackson Ministry website. That's at www.janicejacksonministry.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Justin, you were looking at obviously a very disturbing live shot there.
Mother getting home from work. Someone shot the corner store clerk. Pictures flashing across the two. If you see them, send some news. Mouth on the floor, she's done. Oh my God, it's my son screaming. Boy, what have you done? Is this hell on earth? She's so cool. After school she got a ride with a man who caught her eye. Now she's laying in the park and it's after dark. The phone rings.
Hello? Yes, sir. I'm calling about your daughter.
What about?
I'm sorry, sir. I have some bad news. Bad news. Bad news.
Is this hell on earth? Won't you tell me? Is this hell on earth? Is it hell on earth? Oh, won't you tell me? Is this hell on earth? So many victims of hate and crime, hating on others, trying to live their lives. So many kids getting put in their graves, but no one wants to be saved. Mothers and daughters falling apart, fathers and sons rejecting God. Got mine, you better get yours. Cold-blooded people, petty and hard. Baby daddy sergeant child support. Changing jobs so they won't report. Medicaid paying all their dues. All this medicine the children lose.
Is this hell on earth? Won't you tell me? Is this hell on earth? Is this hell on earth?
Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning time. Welcome to My Gospel Soul with none other than your host, Pastor Jay, coming to you live from Houston, Texas. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. Amen. We're going to keep the show going. Y'all know it's Let It Play Monday and Weekend Review. We'll be back in just a few minutes with your weather. Hang on tight.
Amen, amen. Welcome back to My Gospel Soul, where we're breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Amen. Oh, so excited to be before you are on the airways with you today. We're going to play some good music today. Hopefully it'll bless you. Also going to share a little bit, but we first want to get into the weather. Amen. Houston is up and down, and I've been outside, and listen, I should have stayed inside. Had a little problem with my vehicle, so I had to call a mechanic out and all that good stuff, but we just bless God, amen, for being who he is, amen. Amen, our bright and morning star, praise God, lily of the valley, amen, hallelujah. So we're just going to get into amen, your weather right here in Houston, Texas. Oh, because y'all know, amen, it, like I said, Houston is something else. But we believe that God is in full control. So we trust him with whatever he does. Amen. Today is Monday. Partly sunny, highs in the lower 80s, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for tonight, it's going to be mostly cloudy, lows in the mid 60s, south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. For Tuesday, it's going to be mostly cloudy, highs in the lower 80s, south winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. And for Tuesday night, cloudy, lows in the mid-60s, south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. All right, Wednesday, hump day, when everybody is hoping that the week is over. It will be mostly cloudy and breezy. Just a minute, let me do something. All right, mostly cloudy and breezy. And less humid with highs in the mid-70s. Temperature falling into the mid-60s in the afternoon. West winds 15 to 20 miles per hour becoming north 20 to 25 miles per hour in the afternoon. On Wednesday night, cloudy, breezy, and much cooler with lows in the upper 40s. Like I said, you know, y'all be careful out there. Make sure that whatever the weather is calling for, that you need. You don't want to be under the weather. Me and my daughter was having a conversation about COVID and colds and all of that. She said, but some people don't understand that. She still get cold. you still get calls. Yes, you do. Just be mindful of the weather. Don't think that you are too smart or you're just so healthy that you won't get sick. It can't fall on anyone. We pray God's mercy and his grace upon you and healing power if you're dealing with something right now. I trust him to be, amen, a healer, praise God, a deliverer, amen. And I know that he will do it for you. Stay song coming up to you, for you. Next is, and then we're going to get into our favorite statement, is I Need Thee, right here on My Gospel Song.
Favors me today. God honors me today. I am a success today. I have God's special favor on me today. He makes his face to shine upon me today. He is gracious to me today. I am someone very special with the Lord. I like people and they like me. I am flowing in God's love and others are receiving healing both in mind and body through my life and ministry. I am growing in the Lord. I am waxing strong in spirit. I am growing in wisdom, and I have favor with God and man. I obtain favor in the sight of all who look upon me. I shall have favor today with people. I will meet nice people today. I shall have good relationships with people today. I shall favor and honor others today. I will be a blessing to the Lord. I will be a blessing to others. I am a person of prayer. God is bringing me into favor and success today. Confess favor with people, businesses, your family, friends, city, boss, and co-workers, and everyone you come in contact with. This has been My Gospel Soul's favor statement. God bless.
I just want to say this and get this over with. Sitting in the bedroom, sitting in the front room, standing in the hallway, trying to start a new day. So much madness, I just want to fly. So much madness, I just want to fly. Sitting in the front seat, sitting in the back seat, watching anime.
Change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real. about what Jesus did for you. Live it for real. Spreading your gospel, but is it the truth? Live it for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Welcome back, welcome back. How close are you to God? How close are you? And this sounds, you know, like a fixed question, but how close are you to God? Amen. How in sync are you with the Holy Spirit? You know, we go through life, you know, we go to church, we're doing everything that we think that we know how to do. But spiritually, how close are you to God? Do you have a real relationship with Him? Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm not talking about a fabricated relationship according to people at church or the way your pastor tell you to do it or whatever. I'm talking about a real, authentic connection with God. Of course, through Jesus Christ. But sometimes, amen, we need to stop and check our connection. We need to make sure that the spiritual life that we're living is connected to God. You know, He created us. He created us in His image. He created us, amen, also as a peculiar people, amen, but also as individuals. And I'm not talking about your service to Him. I'm not talking about your church attendance. I'm not talking about if you read your word every day. I'm talking about, are you as close with Him as you think you are? Amen. Now, I'm going into your fasting, your praying, your conversation with Him, meditating on Him. Are you as close to Him as you think you are? Because sometimes we are going to church, we're attending this, we're doing what people tell us to do, we're being obedient to leadership. Praise God, we are dressing appropriately. We have stopped drinking, stopped cussing, stopped having sex. You have done the basic things that says that you are a Christian. But get this, only God knows if you're close to Him or not. Hence, when we read the Word of God, that when we stand before Him, no, we don't know who's going to get in. We always say my grandmother's going to get in, because my grandmother served God to the day she left the planet. But everybody has to have a personal relationship with God. Amen. And people can give you accolades all day. Oh, I know she's a powerful woman of God. I know that he is a man of the cloth. I know that this, that, and the other. And we see in news now that a lot of pastors get exposed. Their shortcomings get exposed, okay, which when the world exposes the church, it's magnified to the 10th power or the 100th power because people have set you on a pedestal, which we shouldn't even allow people to do, but it happens in this world because everybody wants somebody to worship. Everybody wants to find somebody that is they feel is doing better than them or doing it the right way, and they can strive to be that way. But why not get into the Word, take your past off the pedestal, listen to His guidance, listen to her prayers and her guidance, but get in that Word yourself, pray for yourself, lay out in your home and allow God to come in that place and purify it and cleanse it and take you to a new place in Him. Amen. The Bible says work out your own soul salvation. Amen. That means that He's acknowledging the fact that you are an individual. He's acknowledging the fact that He know He made you with your own independent mind. And that mind and that heart has to be surrendered to Him and has to match up. Amen. To walk this thing called faith out is not an easy walk, especially when we're in a flesh-filled world where temptation is everywhere, billboards, TV, commercials, it's everywhere. Temptation is all around you, which brings to test. I mean, and I'm talking about integrity too. When you are by yourself, alone, by yourself, are you living a life that's pleasing and acceptable unto God? Or you do your life line up? I watch a lot of different snippets of different ministries, and you got the pastor that's strong rebuke and everybody going to hell except them and their congregation. You got the pastor that's preach liberally, you know, open, you know, everything goes because God's gonna love you anyway, once saved, always saved, and they never preach a sermon about hell or anything like that. Everything is about you're coming up, you're gonna do better, God is on your side, you know. Then you got the pastor that where the church actually runs the church, the congregation actually runs the church, the pastor, he's still worshiped because y'all know a lot of churches worship their pastor. They don't know the difference between honoring and worshiping, you know. Anyway, the line gets blurred. But my question is, no matter which one of these churches you go to, and you notice I didn't say what denomination, because whether y'all know it or not, denomination has nothing to do with your service to God. Oh, I'm a Baptist. Oh, I'm holiness. Oh, I'm Pentecostal. Oh, I'm no. Are you saved? Do you have a relationship with God? Have you received the Holy Spirit? Come on, hallelujah. That's the truth. That's the gospel. It's not if I'm a Baptist. It's not if I'm a Catholic. It's not if I'm. Do you have a relationship with God? Do you have a prayer life? That conversation. Do you have that closeness? You know, are you able to tell Him all about your troubles? Are you able to confess? See, it's important that you know these things. It's important that you are sure within yourself, because I promise you, if your whole life is based off of pastor salvation, or it's based off of grandma's salvation or mama's salvation, if your walk is based off of that, you're in trouble. You have to have Jesus' salvation. You have to have relationship with Him that cannot be shaken by anything that anybody says. There's so many ways of doctrine, and I liken it to the conversation that goes on about relationships. There's 15 million people on Facebook and Instagram telling you how you know a person is good for you and how you know you're in a good relationship, what a woman, real woman is, what a real man is. It's so bad that women aren't enough for a man and men are telling men that you're not good enough for them. It is ridiculous. So the relationship you really need to be trying to established and make sure is on a firm foundation is your relationship with Jesus Christ, amen, which is your conduit, amen, the door to the Father. Come on. He said, no man comes to the Father but through Jesus Christ. The relationship has to be, it's just like if you go to court. Your lawyer tells you before you go to court, your lawyer tells you, tell me everything. You know, whether you're guilty or innocent, tell the lawyer everything. So that when the lawyer presents the case to the judge, you know, the lawyer has all of the information. When you pray and you say in Jesus' name, give all of it. But, you know, sometimes we even pray deceitfully. We pray like we are just the most prolific and clean people on the earth. All of us have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But just like I said about that lawyer, you have to present everything to that lawyer. If you did it, say I did it. Look, if you know you got a lust problem, I got a, you have to give the whole story in order for that lawyer to work on your behalf effectively. Not saying the lawyer don't already know, because the lawyer going to find out. Let's be real. Y'all done watched some of y'all binge on cop shows. You already know how it goes. Jesus Christ presents your case to his Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Opens the door to your life. Amen. Guess what? He's gonna have a whole story, right? And so it behooves you to be honest. And then you have to ask yourself, in your prayer time, your prayer life, why is it that you can't be honest even in private in your prayer life? Why is it that you feel it necessary to lie or to pray in a certain voice or pray? Why do you feel like you have to pray like that? You know, pray as someone else pray. I heard somebody pray one time and their voice is a real light voice. When they pray, they dig in. The voice drops. They get a little humming in their voice. And I wonder when God hears our prayers when we're praying like that, you know, who is that moving? Is it moving God or is it moving us? So are you where you need to be in God? Are you connected to him? Are you, because think about it. He made you. It's kind of like if I used to have a Dodge Ram. I fell in love with that truck. You know, cost too much money though. I used to have this Dodge Ram. And I would take it in for the people I had a Toyota Sonata. I think it's Honda Sonata. And I was driving on the freeway and got over behind this truck that was like a dump truck and it had a covered thing on top of it. And a rock flew off the top of it and hit the windshield, right? So in my head, I was like, oh, my God, I don't know what they're going to do, what they're going to say when I bring this truck in, this car in. Are they going to give me a hard time? Are they going to charge me because didn't have no money at the time? You know, and so I was concerned about, you know, how it was going to go. And I was challenged. I was like, okay, are you going to go in here? Are you going to tell them the truth of how this hole got in your window? And y'all know it, when something happens out of the blue and you need the help, sometimes the enemy will get in there and he'll get to saying, don't tell them what, they're going to blame it on you and you don't have to pay a whole lot of money. So I get in there. I'm nervous. Right? Now, the Holy Spirit already told me you're going to tell them what happened. If I, so I'm sitting down with the guy and I say, do y'all prepare the windshields? Because a rock flew off the back of a dump truck. I told him the same thing. I said, I changed lane. The rock flew off the back of the dump truck and hit the windshield. Now I have a crack in the windshield. So the salesman says to me, he said, don't worry about that. We can fix that right up. You just pull it to the back. The car has a warranty. We take care of that stuff for you because you got this car straight from our dealership. we handle that for you. And they just pulled it to the back. My point is, sometimes you don't know your benefits. Don't allow the enemy to get in there and get to messing with you. Oh, you got to lie. You got to be deceitful. Oh, you know, to keep you from taking responsibility for your stuff. Tell God the truth, you know. And people say, well, he knows it anyway. Yes, he does, but he don't force our will. So it's important for you to be truthful about what's going on. Even when it comes to your relationships with people, tell them the truth and then let God handle the rest. Oh, well, I'm going to lose that person. Well, maybe that person wasn't your person. Whatever it is, you want what God has for you. And that takes integrity and honesty. So it's the same thing. Okay, another scenario just to help you out. Y'all watch the cop shows when somebody accidentally murdered somebody. It was a straight accident. But because the person gets paranoid and all this and, oh, they're going to take you to jail. They're not going to believe you. You get to doing stuff to cover up stuff. And you got to do more stuff to cover up stuff. And the more you do, it gets worse and worse and worse. Listen, integrity. Be honest. Bring it to God exactly the way it happened, what it went down. Tell him if you were angry, say, I was angry. If you had vengeance in you, Lord, I was vengeful. Lord, I was ruthless. Lord, I was angry. I did this because I didn't want to forgive him. You know, you be honest with God. God is a very present help in time of need, but we need to know, amen, that God has our back in all things. We'll be right back.
There were times in my life, yeah, I did not do what you asked me to, but Lord, now many, many, many times before, Lord, you have forgiven me, yes. Even when I'm wrong, Lord, you still open doors for me.
witness thy faithfulness to me. Great is thy faithfulness to me.
Great is thy faithfulness, praise God. To me, I mean, he's been so good, amen. Just cannot tell it all. Praise God. I want you to be blessed. Remember what I asked you, you know, how is your personal relationship with God? Are you as close to him as you think? Amen. Hallelujah. It's important to know that, amen, to have some assurance, amen, about where you are personally. Don't be so caught up. Go to church because the Bible says, forsake not the assembly, but the church is in you. He's saying the church is in you. You are, we are the bride. Amen. And the bride, you got to make sure you have your relationship in order. You got to make sure you don't have no extra gods, you know, no. You got to make sure you are in order. Check your relationship daily. The word of God says repent daily. Amen. I encourage you to do so. Amen. I love you. I want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Who cares? God cares.
I've been through so much in my life. Tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Oh, yeah. Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, my Jesus. He loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible
soul, breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the word of God.